Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good, thank you. And thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Can we start? We'll talk about the presidential election in a couple of minutes. But can I start first by asking, you obviously have extensive experience of negotiating peace in Northern Ireland. Your assessment of how matters are developing in relation to the plan to bring peace to Gaza?
Well, I think like everybody in the world, we're glad that there is a plan now and that there's a structured plan that hopefully will bring peace, a long-lasting, sustainable peace. I just hope it's like every plan, it has to be sequenced. I think the choreography has to be properly worked out. My concern is if every news bite and snippet from either the president or from other people involved is just going to force a pace that isn't realistic. And particularly if you look at the decommissioning of arms. Now, I've been involved in decommissioning of arms with both ETA in Spain, in Bougainville, with the resistance movement there, and of course here. And it's not a simple thing where you can say, everyone give up your guns, and if you don't give them up, we'll come in and take them. I mean, I just think that in our case here, we had the international decommissioning body, we had putting arms beyond use. Alvin McKiernan, who from Forward Thinking, who I've been involved with in Gaza for many, many years, he has wisely, I think, been setting out that these things have to be very carefully choreographed over, and that just hasn't been happening. And I think the sequencing of this is crucial. Otherwise, it'll run into the ground. And I think the commission.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's only one of the issues, but again, with the bodies the other day, the bodies hadn't been in 2 hours. 70,000 people plus have been killed. To find 24 bodies isn't that simple. So I just wish the dial was brought down and that the people who are dealing with this are given the time and space to deal with it. Otherwise, I just think it'll run into the ground.
Time and space are not words you would associate with Donald Trump. He kind of wants a deal agreed and kind of agreed yesterday. Do you worry about that?
I do. I do worry about that because, I mean, if you take what he said on the way home and then, have to allow for the fact that he was tired, he had a hectic schedule, and we accept that. But saying that, if the arms all aren't handed in kind of now, I come in and get them. I mean, we're talking about a peace deal. We're talking about a structured peace deal with 20 points. The first two or three were agreed. So I think that the people in charge on the ground and negotiation, whether it's the son-in-law and others who put a lot of effort into this and, know the ground, and people like Oliver McKiernan's people who have been there for decades, I think these things have to be, followed and structured. If people try to get it all 20 points finished before the weekend, I just think it's going to be a recipe for trouble, and you're not going to get a liberation army as Hamas see themselves. I'd love to see them all hand in the guns. Everyone hand in their guns. I'd love to see all the guns out of it. But you have to be realistic how these things are done and ordered. And Monday was great, but this is only Thursday. And I think it just has to be handled with care, and
You sound pessimistic. I am a bit
because a 20-point plan, you know, it has to be worked slowly. It has to be, I think each point has to be dealt with. And in this case, the leadership of Hamas, who have no time for, but they're not in the country. There's people on the ground. And I think, listen, so far, so good. But it really, in any peace plan, I mean, I dealt in the Rescue with FN, I dealt with the Bougainville Resistance Movement. We dealt with our friends on this island. And all of these things, like, I accept the criticism sometimes that we get that decommission was too slow. We made agreement in 1998 and we didn't get to the stage of completion until 2005. Fair enough, but arms were put beyond use. We had Cyril Ramaphosa and the former president, Finland president, Datsari, who were the decommissioning officers, international figures, to check the arms and make sure that we did get them beyond use. And we got there. But having a peace deal on a Monday and looking for major, you know, final finish lines by Friday, it isn't the way you'll get this resolved. And I don't want to see any more shot. I don't see any more guns. But I just think there's a way of doing it, and there's a way of not doing it. And I just think this hourly pressure of the next soundbite is dangerous.
Okay, let's talk about the presidential election. Just before we get to the contest itself, I mean, you were leader of Fianna Fáil from what, 1994 to 2008. Are you horrified at how it all unfolded for your party in the presidential contest?
Yeah, and a bit sad as well. I mean, back in August when I got over my own trials and tribulations, I should have spent the last month out for Jim Gavin, who I know well, a fine person, and always was kind to me and very kind to my county. So I would have gladly been out for September working for him on the ground. But unfortunately, it's probably, I've been through all kinds of campaigns. It reminds me of the one where I directed 35 years ago with the Brian Lennon campaign.
Yeah.
They're difficult campaigns. But listen, I wish Jim well and his family well going forward, because Jim was a fine fella. But listen, it's down with Catherine now and Heather, and I'm sure two good people. My own experience has very much been, I was up in Warren Point and Ross Trevor yesterday. I've spent the last 15 years extensively working through my work in Queen's University and through other groups along the border area. So I know Heather very, very well. And, you know, I've always found her a very caring and kind, considerate, friendly, efficient person. She's been very helpful to a lot of the work that I've done. I do think she's a person who could do an awful lot of work on the reconciliation and the partnership that we need to build the communities, and because of her, both her religion and her involvement, and the fact that she's very involved in her own church and community, I see that as a positive thing of building community spirit and understanding on this island. So obviously, I would be always, and since events have happened that I wasn't in it, and Jim Gavin wasn't in it, I wouldn't be very supportive of Heather.
So are you're endorsing Heather Humphrey's candidacy?
Yeah, I have, you know, I know how difficult the campaign is now, but I just think Heather is a very fine person, and the fact that I know her so well, and I've worked with her for 15 years, always found her to be, even though I was no longer in the Dáil, I found her a person that would get back to, would deal with things, would handle things, would help things. She is a person of you know, really good reconciliation spirit to try and bring things together. And I've seen that firsthand because I've been involved in these things now for 15 years across the border counties where she was minister for most of that period.
So she has your vote. I don't know if you've had a chance to study the Irish Times opinion poll this morning, but Catherine Connolly at 38%, Heather Humphreys back in 20%. Can Heather Humphreys bridge that gap in what we just 8 days to the contest?
Well, I think I saw the figures, the headline figures this morning. There's no doubt about it. Catherine Connolly has a large lead. I don't know her personally because I was out at the Dolphin to come in, but she's obviously resonated with the public and with young people in particular, but not only young people. I have friends of mine who, you know, have watched the debates and are you know, strongly supportive of her. So I think you know, she's certainly in pole position. She's a person who understands politics. I remember the days when I was directing the campaign and we lost 19 points overnight after one TV debate. And you'll probably remember that.
On mature reflection. And Yes.
Well, I lost 19 points that night.
So until it's over. Can I ask you, Iain Taoiseach, do you have any concerns about Catherine Connolly's views on world events? You know, her views on the EU, the comments she made about Germany being like 1930s Germany in terms of its rearmament. Do you have any concerns about that if she were to be our president?
My view is listen, I'm a member of the Council of State. Whoever wins, I will continue as I have with Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, with Michael D. Higgins for the last 14 years. I will serve them with the Council of State to the best of my ability. And, you know, the people will decide. And across campaigns, as I've learned directing them, being involved in them, you know, people say things, people are put to them. And, you know, it's a difficult position. So, I don't get hope.
Okay. You said very.
I see it just as the people I'm involved with.
Okay.
I support Heather because of the way she has assisted the kind of work I was involved in. It wasn't for me personally, it was for the communities and the communities across this island.
Okay. You said very generously you've got over your own trials and tribulations in relation to the presidential election, but looking at the contest, I think most people think it was a pretty uninspiring contest. Do you think you could have won if you'd been a candidate?
Naturally, you do. I suppose, listen, I've spent 15 years since I was finished in the Dáil, around the country, up and down the country. The last 2 years, I've been in every county. I had the campaign in Dunn, to be honest. I've been in, even this year, I've been in all 32 counties on this island on various functions from big to small. So I think I did a lot of the work. You have to believe
you've got fancied your chances. Do you feel a bit let down by Micheál Martin then, Iain Taoiseach?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know, it's no good saying otherwise. If they didn't want me, they had an opportunity to tell me anywhere between Christmas and Easter. And then I had a choice whether I could have run independent or not, which I'd been pressed on. And of course, a lot of people, if I knew now how events turned out, if I had run on independent, my concern was that wasn't, I was being a poor person, I'd be splitting the vote. I didn't want to do that. As it turned out now, I wouldn't have been splitting any vote. But listen, that's how it is. And I felt this was my time. I was 74. You know, you weren't going to get another chance, you know, and that was it. Anyway, you know, que sera, Shane.
Iain Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.